I'm delighted to say that my guest in the studio is Laurie Mallion from St Catherine's Hospice. Laurie, good afternoon and welcome to Suzy 103.4.
Hello, thank you for having me. Cheers.
It's really good to have you here, Laurie, and you've come to talk to us this afternoon about two things, I know. So let's start off with Bark in the Park, that wonderful assonance on Bark and Park. It's such a snappy title. Now, what is it, and where's it happening and when?
Yeah, no, so Bark in the Park is a really good event that we've got running the end of this month. It's basically a sponsored dog walk, so for all of those dog lovers out there, do bring your dogs down to two venues. We've got it taking place this year. Each of our walks are 3 kilometres long, so it's really nice and accessible for people. As I say, it's the end of this month. It's actually Sunday the 31st of May, and it's going to be happening in two locations this year, which is fantastic. Chesworth Farm in Horsham, which was we had it there last year, and new for this year, we've got a new venue. We're holding it also at Priory Park in Reigate, so that's going to be a whole new venue and quite an exciting day out, I'm sure, for everyone who's involved. So as I say, it's on the 31st of May, and it's going to be running from between 10 and 12 in the morning, so please come on down.
So let's just confirm then, you've consolidated your venues into one north, one south.
That's correct, yeah. Originally we were going to do four. There was going to be an East Grinstead and a Crawley one, so if anyone's heard about those ones, we've decided to focus our resources, as it were, and focus on our Reigate and Crawley ones. So, yeah, come along.
Excellent. And tell me what exactly happens. I mean, is this dogs on leads or without leads? What occurs?
Yeah, no, most definitely on leads at all times, please. Yeah, no, it's just a nice opportunity for people to come out and do something that they that a lot of dog walkers will be all too familiar with anyway. Take your dogs out on a lovely walk. And the two venues we've got are really quite nice and picturesque. And so what we ask to do, it's a great way of raising money for the hospice. And so to register people, they register their dog, so you can bring as many humans as you like, and to register your dog it costs just £5, and you can do that online, and that £5 will help the hospice raise some vital funds. And then we're also asking, if possible, for people to raise some sponsorship in the run-up to it. There isn't a maximum or minimum amount of sponsorship people need to raise. It's just obviously every penny counts for hospice care, as I'm sure many of your listeners know. Most hospices and St Catherine's is very much the same, rely on donations in order to continue. So this is just a fun day out in the park where you can come along and take part anytime between 10 and 12. There isn't an official start time. They can come on along at any time, do your lap of the parks, and hopefully it will be a lovely day out, and there'll be some refreshments and things for people afterwards as well.
Oh, good. Including dog biscuits, I take
it. Most definitely. Each of our dogs, I should say, get a medal on completion, which is a nice little gift for them, and a little doggy treat. And there, as I say, yes, refreshments for all of our walkers as well.
And is it possible for dogs and their walkers to turn up on the day and register?
Most definitely. As I say, ideally, if you can register beforehand, that will cost you £5. But registration is available on the day at both venues. However, it will be £10 on the day. So my advice to you, if you want to keep it a cheap day for everyone, pre-register. But if you want to just turn up on the day, we'd be more than happy to have you there as well.
And for that early bird registration, just give us the web address one more time, please.
No worries. So to register, you can go along to our website, and there's a special Bark in the Park registration form. So the address for that is www.stch.org.uk/Bark in the Park.
Now, Laurie, we all know that raising funds in the community is important to St Catherine's, but tell us why it's really important every day of the year.
Most definitely. As I alluded to before, as most people probably are aware, hospices do rely on donations from the community. We get about 30% of our funding from the NHS, which is fantastic, but the rest of it is completely reliant on the goodwill of our donors. And it... each year we need to raise approximately £5.5 to £6 million in order to continue, which works out at just over £15,000 each and every day. So it's a significant amount of money, but with little initiatives and events like Bark in the Park and some of our other ones which people can find on our website, it's a fun way where people can ensure that St Catherine's Hospice is around to care for those with the terminal illnesses.
Now, you're looking, as well as coming to Priory Park with the Bark event, you're looking for a new initiative in Reigate and Redhill, are you not?
That's exactly correct. Going back again, how important it is for our community to support us so we can continue to support the people of the community. We have, across all of the area which we cover, which is about a population of over 500,000, so about 560,000 people is the area that St Catharines covers, we have a number of what we call friends groups. Now, our friends groups are effectively an extension of our fundraising team. Now, in the community fundraising team, there is myself and my colleague Gabby, and between the pair of us, we are involved with doing any kind of third-party fundraising events and supporting people to raise money for the hospice. Now, a lot of that involves cake sales, pub quizzes, all those sorts of things. Unfortunately, with the best will in the world, myself and Gabby just simply cannot put on enough cake sales to raise the sort of money which we need. So we have friends groups. We actually have, currently we have 14 friends groups across the area that St Catharines covers, and their role is, first and foremost, is to help the hospice raise money. So they are completely volunteer groups. They are people from all walks of life. Each group is different and is of different sizes, and they have interests in different things. But they basically, in their local area, will raise money for the hospice. And their kind of secondary function is they also are raising awareness for the hospice. So it's kind of a two-pronged attack. Now, talking, as I say, we've got 14 friends groups at the moment, and that we've got one of them in pretty much every major town and village across Mid Sussex and East Surrey where we are. The one gaping vacuum, should we say, is unfortunately the Reigate and Redhill area. We did used to have a very active friends group that ran for more than 20 years in Reigate, a very successful group. Unfortunately, that folded quite a few years ago now. So we are really interested in trying to start up a friends group for the Reigate and Redhill area.
And how would you see the way ahead for that?
So it's very simple. So what we're doing is, I've arranged a very simple, no obligations information night that's going to be happening in Reigate. So on Wednesday the 24th of June at the Reigate Community Centre, which is on the back of Reigate Methodist Church. As I say, Wednesday 24th of June at 7 p.m. in the evening, I'm going to be hosting a little information night, which is completely open for anyone to come along to. As I say, there's no obligations. You're not signing up for anything at that point. It's just to come along, and for those people who are interested in making a difference in their community, in the Reigate and Redhill area, and forming a friends group, to come on and learn a little bit more. We'll also hopefully be having some of our other friends groups there to kind of tell you how, and show people that they are just normal people. Many of them didn't know each other before, but it's a great way of getting together, meeting new people, putting on events and having a good time in aid of a very worthy cause.
So you really are starting again from scratch with the area?
Basically, yeah. I mean, we're very fortunate. I mean, Reigate and Redhill is actually the third highest area for receiving care from the hospice after Crawley and Horsham. A lot of care goes out to the people of Reigate and Redhill, and we do have a lot of people that support us in that area, but we don't have this kind of group set up who can champion the hospice in the Reigate and Redhill area. So we'd really love to establish them, and they would have the support of the community team, that is myself and my colleagues, to kind of get them up and going and ongoing throughout their fundraising efforts.
Laurie, is there anything else you'd like to mention while you're in that hot seat, and fairly briefly now, if you please?
Not really. All I'd like to mention is, if anyone's interested in either the Bark or the Park event, or for getting in touch with the Reigate Redhill Friends event, they can call the fundraising office to find out about either of those. That number is 01293 447 361, or they can email myself and my colleague, and our email address is comfun@stch.org.uk. That's comfun, comfun, at stch.org.uk. Please get in touch. We'd love to have people involved.
Laurie, who are we going to play a song for?
Right, I actually, talking about all of our dedicated volunteers and supporters, I'd actually like to dedicate a song to all of our volunteers. We have more than 800 that support St Catharines Hospice, but this one goes out specially to our fundraising volunteers who are so integral to our work.
Laurie Mallion from St Catharines Hospice, thank you very much for coming on the Tea Break this Thursday afternoon.
Thanks for having me.